This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is retired Air Force General Tom McInerney. He's the former Air Force Vice Chief of Staff, and he's a Fox News military analyst. We want to get his thoughts today as President Obama sends a greeting to the Iranian people on their observance of their new year. So what should we make of this strategy, and what impact will it have? And General, thanks so much for your time, as always.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
Well, basically what the President did is send a New Year's greeting. I talked a little bit to the Iranian leadership and also to the Iranian people. It's being described as a diplomatic olive branch, saying there's obviously a lot of sticky issues between the two countries, and we've had 30 years of awful relations. What do you make of the gesture itself and the tone of his message?
Well, I think it's a nice try, but he's awfully naive, Greg, if he thinks that the mullahs are going to change policy. For instance, they want us to change our policy towards Israel. Well, that's not going to happen. And I commend President Obama for trying to do this. But again, I think that he's wasting his time. They'll spend a lot of time going back and forth. They will have talks. But there's no way with the mullahs and their radical Islamic government that we can really reach an accommodation. In addition, we have that problem plus what they're doing with developing nuclear weapons. Very dangerous.
Absolutely true. And this may not have been Obama's intent, but from what you and I have talked about before, as well as other Iranian experts have told us, is that there's a very large percentage of the young population in Iran that really doesn't want to have anything to do with the current regime there. If, in fact, a large percentage of the population was able to see this speech by Obama, any chance that they might have been encouraged about potentially changing governments at some point?
Well, I'm not sure it will encourage them necessarily to change governments, particularly if we're reaching out with an olive branch that makes it look like we are appeasing this this terrible government that kills its citizens and treats them unmercifully. So I think that the danger when you do these things is you send a signal to those that want to get rid of this autocratic, theocratic government. You send the wrong signal to the people, and that's my problem with it. It sounds good. It sounds very good, and it appeals to people, and can't people be reasonable? But let's look at the facts about Ahmadinejad, who says he wants to wipe out Israel weekly, right off the face of the earth, who said on the 24th of October 2006, soon there'll be a world without the United States and the Zionists. He continues, as does the rest of his leadership, Khamenei, who is the supreme leader, to want to develop fissile material that will result in nuclear weapons being developed there. So I think it's very difficult. It sounds good, and liberals love this kind of touchy-feely stuff, but appeasement has never worked. You know, peace in our time in 1937, when Neville Chamberlain came back from Munich and landed at Northolt and said, "Peace in our time, this piece of paper." 2 years later, we were in the greatest war in the history of mankind. So I'm not a believer in appeasement.
We're talking with retired Air Force General Tom McInerney. And General, what policies would you encourage the President and his national security team to pursue here?
Okay, I would encourage them to start a covert program with the Iranian people to help the Iranian people to take charge and to take their country back. I would put resources there with other nations. Our failed economic embargoes, you can continue to try them, but with Russia and China continually, plus Germany and other European countries still trading with them, they are not observing the economic embargoes. So we can try to continue there, but I don't think they're going to be very successful. In the long run, we're going to be successful if we help the Iranian people take their country back. So I would take all measures that we could to do that.
General, what's the timetable on this sort of thing, given the fact that we keep hearing these progress reports about the Iranian nuclear program? Does something significant have to be done before that's deployable, or is that something that even could be done once they have the weapon?
Look, we're 1 to 2 years away from them having a weapon, more like one on the inside, and that's why, and they're bound to determine not to change direction, and so that's why I think we have to take the actions that I take, covert actions. If we wait much longer, then we're going to have to take overt actions. I do believe that the Israelis are going to have to do something very shortly in the next 6 to 8 months. They have no choice. He has said too many times that he's going to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. So they know that there is agreement between the U.S. government and the Israeli government that they are 1 year away from having a breakout on the fissile material. So that's why I think we're getting into the red zone right now.
And real quick before we let you go, given the fact that Benjamin Netanyahu is the next prime minister, does that make that a very likely scenario in the next few months?
Yeah, it does. As a matter of fact, if anybody can save Israel, and it may be that Israel cannot be saved, it is Benjamin Netanyahu. And I think that the overture that President Obama is making is only going to appease those people and will not help us bring peace in the region.
General, unfortunately, our time is up. Always great to have you with us, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Retired Air Force General Tom McInerney, former Air Force Vice Chief of Staff, Fox News military analyst. This is Dateline Washington.